The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A lot of entrepreneurship advice would tell you to never ever give up. Just keep grinding and hustling and digging deeper. There's this really big narrative in entrepreneurship and in business owning that you just keep pushing, you keep going, you never give up, you never give in. And to a certain extent, I think that that's true, and I think that that's noble, and I think that that's necessary to a certain extent. But I think that there's a really important ability, a really important skill that I think isn't talked about enough. And in my opinion, it's the most important skill that any business owner or entrepreneur could ever have. In case we haven't met before, hi, my name is Brock Johnson, and I will be your host for today's episode of Build Your Tribe. When I was a sophomore in college at UC Davis, I built a six-figure business while playing college football. And I did that almost exclusively through building my audience, my tribe, if you will, on Instagram and Snapchat. Now I've helped thousands of entrepreneurs grow their brand and platform using Instagram. That ability that I think is extremely underrated and, in my opinion, is the most important ability of any business owner is the ability to adapt, the ability to change, the willingness to pivot. And one of the first reasons that I want to share with you that this is so important is that if you are willing to change and adapt as a business owner, it means oftentimes that your ego has been removed from your decision making. Usually what stops us from changing or adapting or pivoting is that our ego says, no, what I'm doing is right. I'm not going to follow what statistics or trends or forecasts are predicting. I'm not going to follow the market or follow my audience. I think I'm right. I am right. I. But if we put our ego aside, oftentimes we're able to see things so much clearer from such a more objective point of view. And when we look at things that way, oftentimes we recognize that change is necessary. So for that reason alone, I think that the ability to change and adapt is one that's extremely undervalued in entrepreneurship and one that honestly should be talked about and praised even more.
I just want to mention to those of you who are on Instagram and trying to grow your Instagram, you probably know that Brock and I did a five-day challenge. It was $27, and it was insane. We had like 5,000 people go through it, and they were blown away. But what we've decided to do since then is, for the very same price, offer people a 30-day experience. It's called Insta Club Hub, and it's for those of you who have a small following or a large following. You've got tons of questions about Instagram. It is everything you could possibly ever need to know about Instagram. We go live twice a month. If you miss the live, it's recorded. This is an amazing membership site where once you become a member, once you join, you can log in and like any question you have, you just type it in and it will populate an answer for you that Brock or I have created very recently. And if the answer doesn't pop up, then your question will be emailed to us and we'll either record a voicemail or a video or a written reply explaining to you how to do whatever it is. Like maybe you can't figure out how to get music on your reels, or how do I get a swipe up if I don't have 10,000 followers? Or how do I put a link in my IGTVs? Like every question you could have, like how do I promote my products if I'm in a network marketing organization and I don't want to turn people off? How do I get new followers? Everything you could ever possibly need to know about Instagram is covered for you. You get two top Instagram experts for less than $1 a day. Hey, I want you to check it out, okay? I know you'll love it. Go to instaclubhub.com. Again, it's instaclubhub.com. And I'd love to have you join us.
Growing up, I detested the smell of coffee. I couldn't even walk into a Starbucks because it would make me gag. I hated the smell of the stuff. I couldn't be around it. If I came downstairs in the morning and my parents had just brewed a cup of coffee for themselves, I would have to eat my breakfast in another room because I couldn't stand the smell of coffee. There was no chance I was ever going to even have a sip of it. I couldn't even be in the same room as someone who was drinking coffee. So the idea of me drinking coffee and actually trying it for myself, heck no. There was no chance I was ever going to do that. But then eventually college happened, late nights and early mornings happened, and I tried it. Of course, probably like you, I started with something that was very sweet and could hardly even be considered coffee. It was mostly oat milk, sweeteners, and flavors, and a little drip of coffee inside. Fast forward now a few years, and I love coffee. I have a coffee maker in my house. I make multiple coffees every single day. I have a favorite coffee shop, and it's one of my favorite reasons that I live where I live is that I'm so close to my favorite coffee shop. I subscribe to a coffee subscription box where every single week I get mailed a different bag of coffee so I can try out their beans and see how I like those. I now love coffee, but I never would have known that I liked it if I hadn't given it an opportunity and just tried my first cup. I never would have known that I loved it if I hadn't first gotten started. And I know you might be asking yourself, Brock, what does this have to do with entrepreneurship, building my tribe? What does this have to do with the ability to change like you were talking about earlier? Do you have ADHD like your mom and you're getting sidetracked? Yes, I have ADHD like my mom, but there's a point to what I'm saying. And the point is, you have to get started. You're never going to have the ability to adapt or change or pivot. You're never going to know if something is wrong until you first get started. There was a quote that I said one time here on Build Your Tribe, and people really loved it. So now I've claimed it as my own. I've put my stamp on it. And according to all of the Google searches that I've done, it is my quote. No one else has said this before me. Now, my mom's going to argue and say that I've heard this from some book, or she said this a million times before, and now I'm just repeating it. But I think this is my own quote, and that is that she who starts and fails will always be ahead of she who fails to start. Now, of course, that is very similar to the Zig Ziglar quote, which is, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. But hey, I think this is my own quote, so I'll say it again. She who starts and fails will always be ahead of she who fails to start. If you want one more quote about getting started, this one comes from Arthur Ashe, and he says, start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. I'll say it again. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Ultimately, in business, if you don't first get started, if you don't first try that first venture, if you don't launch your first product, if you don't make your first social media post, record your first YouTube video, go live for the first time, send out your first email broadcast, if you don't get started, you'll never be able to change and pivot. In order to change or pivot, you have to be doing something in the first place, or else that change or pivot is impossible. So if you haven't gotten started yet, this is your word of encouragement. This is your opportunity. This is your wake-up call. And I think there's a reason that you're hearing my voice right now. I think that I'm speaking directly to you. I think that the universe or God or whatever you believe in, I think that there's a reason that you are hearing the sound of my voice right now, and maybe it's an encouragement to get started. But in case it's not, in case you're already rolling with your business, in case you are already doing your thing, let's get back to what I'm talking about today, and that's the ability to change or pivot. When I first started my business, when I was 19 years old, way back my freshman year of college, I started by teaching parents how to keep their kids safe on Snapchat. That sentence sounds prehistoric to me at this point. I help parents keep their kids safe on Snapchat. What I'm doing today is totally different. I'm on a totally different platform, Instagram. I'm helping a totally different group of people, entrepreneurs and business owners, and I'm helping them do something different. I'm not helping them with internet safety for their teens. I'm helping them grow their own presence and use social media to their advantage to grow their brand and build their tribe. So what I'm doing today is very different from where I started. But if you follow the thread, which I will walk you through, you can see how I ended up where I am today and how that wouldn't be possible if I hadn't first just gotten started, if I hadn't first started where I was, used what I had, and did what I could. When I was 19 and just getting started with that original business, which was called Unwrap Snap, I asked myself, what expertise do I have and what problem can I solve for the world? At that time, Snapchat was becoming super duper popular, and it was thanks in large part to Snapchat Stories. Back at that time, Instagram didn't have Instagram Stories, Facebook didn't have Facebook Stories, no one had Stories except for Snapchat. And because of Stories, Snapchat was blowing up. Snapchat was becoming as popular as many of us realize that TikTok is today. But there was a lot of concerns around Snapchat as well because of the whole disappearing messages thing. There was a lot of inappropriate behavior and a lot of nudity and a lot of creepy people on Snapchat. And so for that reason, a lot of parents had stresses and concerns and anxiety around their kids being on Snapchat. But at the same time, Snapchat was a totally different platform than everything else. Snapchat operated nothing like Instagram or Facebook. So even if you were masters at IG and Facebook, you probably didn't instinctually know how to use Snapchat. But also at that time, I had just started my freshman year of college. I was using Snapchat to communicate with my family really regularly and send them little snaps and pictures throughout my day. So I knew that I had this expertise. I knew the ins and outs of Snapchat, and I knew that I had just taught my parents how to use Snapchat themselves. So I analyzed my audience and I studied the market, and I realized that nobody was really teaching parents how to use Snapchat and how to keep their kids safe on Snapchat. There were some online courses available at the time that teach, like, you know, communication skills with your kids. And I'm sure there are plenty of therapists and counselors and life coaches who helped parents along the way in building better relationships with their kids. But there was no one teaching it from the kids' perspective. And there was definitely no one teaching how to use Snapchat. Because ultimately, even if you have a great line of communication with your kid, if they're using a platform that you know nothing about, they're likely doing things that you know nothing about. So that was my angle that I took with it. That was how I approached this business. The problem was that parents needed to keep their kids safe online, and I was the expert with the solution. So that was how I got started. Not long after that, I had taught a couple hundred parents how to use Snapchat. Well, guess what? All of these parents, or at least a majority of these parents, owned businesses, or they were trying to build a side hustle, or they were in network marketing, or they wanted to build their own tribe of followers on social media. And I recognized, hey, I just taught this huge group of people how to use Snapchat, and I did it while building my own business on Snapchat. I bet I could teach them how to grow their business on Snapchat as well. And thus, Unwrap Snap for Business was born. I pivoted, I changed, I recognized again the hole in the market. I recognized that there was nobody teaching Snapchat for business. Everyone knew by that point how popular Snapchat was, but no one had really grown their business on it, and very few people were teaching how to leverage Snapchat from a marketing perspective and how to use Snapchat stories to really grow your business and build your tribe. So I recognized that hole in the market, and I pivoted. Part of recognizing that hole in the audience was talking to my customers and talking to my students and getting a real idea of what they wanted from me. And I kept hearing over and over again, hey, can I build my business using Snapchat? Can you show me how to build my tribe and grow my following using Snapchat? And thus, Unwrap Snap for Business was born. But again, I would have never had that opportunity to pivot and change if I hadn't first just gotten started, if I hadn't kicked off Unwrap Snap, teaching parents how to keep their kids safe online, then Unwrap Snap for Business would have never been born. In my opinion, Steve Jobs, Gandhi, and Albert Einstein are three pretty smart people. Like, if you're making a top 10 list of the smartest, most creative, most intelligent people who have lived in the past couple hundred years, I would venture to guess that Gandhi, Steve Jobs, and Albert Einstein would be pretty high on that list. Here are some quotes from them about the ability to change. Gandhi says, "Our greatest ability as humans is not to change the world, but to change ourselves." Steve Jobs says, "Innovation is the ability to see change as an opportunity, not as a threat." And Einstein, Albert Einstein, E equals MC squared, that guy, he says, "The measure of intelligence is the ability to change." AKA, the greater your ability to change, the greater your level of intelligence. Again, I think those are three guys who I would trust. You know, those are three pretty smart guys. Like, if I could have dinner with three people, those guys would be pretty high up on the list. I think that they would be some great people to look to as advisors for our business. Fast forward a few years, and my business, Unwrap Snap, had relaunched and rebranded as Unwrap Stories, because I think you know what happened, but Instagram released Instagram Stories. Instagram took over Snapchat. Snapchat began to fade away. A lot of influencers and celebrities left Snapchat and headed for Instagram. Instagram Stories started to take off. I had to pivot once again. For years, I was preaching about the power of Snapchat, but I had to swallow my own ego, put down my megaphone, and go back to the drawing board. I had to realize that even though, yes, Snapchat had been very successful for me, and Snapchat had worked for a lot of people in the past, it wasn't going to work the same way in the future. So I had to go back and become a student again. I was no longer the expert. I had to relearn Instagram stories and Instagram marketing. I had to learn how to build my platform on Instagram in the same way that I did on Snapchat. But like I said, soon after that, I relaunched and rebranded Unwrap Snap as Unwrap Stories, and I began to teach people about Instagram. I began to teach Instagram marketing, and I began to show people everything that I had learned in growing my Instagram following. And a huge way that I grew my Instagram following back in 2017 was through hashtags. I had developed my own strategy for hashtags, my own way to find the best hashtags and really grow my account because, you know, at that time, most of my followers were high school football players. Most of my followers on Instagram were not business owners. Most of my followers on Instagram were not the people who I wanted in my tribe. They were not my ideal audience. So I had to find a new way to reach them. And I used hashtags to do that. And I learned this unique strategy. I created my own system for finding hashtags, finding the best hashtags to grow my Instagram. And it was through learning that and becoming an expert specifically in Instagram hashtags that I decided to create what to this day is my most successful course, and that's called Help with Hashtags. Help with Hashtags was technically speaking my fourth course that I had released. Unwrap Snap for Parents, Unwrap Snap for Business, Unwrap Stories, and then Help with Hashtags. Technically speaking, it is my fourth course that I had released, my fourth change or pivot, my fourth launch. But, and I'm really proud to say this, it was that course, Help with Hashtags, that got me to the six-figure mark. It was that course that allowed me to reach thousands of entrepreneurs and build a real respected brand for myself, build a real following and a real customer base that knew me, liked me, and trusted me. It was that course that unlocked the door to speaking on dozens of live trainings and eventually start getting invited to speaking events. I got to speak in Florida and Texas and in California, across the US. But I never would have created Help with Hashtags if I hadn't first created Unwrap Stories. And if I hadn't first created Unwrap Snap for Business. And if before that I hadn't first started and created Unwrap Snap for Parents. If I hadn't first gotten started and then been willing to swallow my pride, swallow my ego, and change, pivot, adjust, refocus, I likely probably wouldn't even be speaking to you right here, right now, today. I can't even imagine how different my life would be if I hadn't first just gotten started, and then if I hadn't been willing to change and adapt over the years. One major thing that I think inhibits our ability to change and adapt is fear of that change. And comfortability with what we currently have. Here's what I mean by that. Whether you are comfortable or uncomfortable, you know what your current circumstances are. Even if you're very unhappy, you at least know what you're going through. You know where you stand. You know what sucks and you know what's great. The thing that's scary about change is that we don't know. And oftentimes, we are going to choose to stay with our current dissatisfaction rather than changing and risking a different kind of dissatisfaction in the future. But what we fail to recognize is the potential positives, the potential pleasantries, the potential satisfaction in our future. We are choosing to stay in what we know, even if it's uncomfortable, because of our fear of change. And oftentimes, that is the only barrier between you and success, is that ability to change. That ability to adapt, to pivot, to rebrand, to relaunch, to swallow your pride and your ego and say, you know what, this wasn't what's right for me. You know what, this needs to change. You know what, I need to listen to my audience and produce this kind of content rather than sticking what I think they want to hear. And here is where we will land the plane, where I will leave you. Ultimately, I don't know if it's your time to change. I don't know if what you're currently doing is right or wrong. I don't know if your niche is the perfect fit for you or not. I don't know if your career is what you're destined to be doing for the rest of your life or if you need to pivot like yesterday. But what I will say is this. First, I think you know. Oftentimes, we know. We might be scared, but we know what's best. Our gut tells us, our intuition. And, you know, I think that that is something that, while it's not often talked about in the business world, intuition and gut feelings and what we know in our hearts to be true, that holds some weight. So ultimately, I think you might already know. And at the end of the day, if you don't know, that's okay. It's okay to not know if you're making the right decision. But you're only going to know if something was the right decision if you actually made the decision. You're only going to know if it was the right change if you actually made that change. Otherwise, you'll never know if it was right or wrong for you. You'll never know if this business venture was right or wrong. You'll never know if it was something that you were destined to do or not if you don't first just get started. So I encourage you to get started and to never lose your ability to change. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.